I think it's broken. I think there's a lot of work that could be done to make it better.
We're just the same guys that we've always been from Stuart, Virginia.
I'm Mark Darrow, and this is PRN's Garage Pass.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
After Catherine Legg, who's run four Indy 500s, took out Daniel Suarez in her debut a couple of weeks ago at Phoenix, NASCAR's Cup Series driver approval process has come under a lot of scrutiny.
I think it's broken. I think there's a lot of work that could be done to make it better.
That's Kyle Busch.
I also do feel as though it shouldn't be suit and ties making the decisions always. Certainly there can be some that need to be involved, but I do feel like there needs to be fire suits involved in some of those decision-making processes on those that need to be approved or not approved for various activities. And I'll even go so far to say, too, that I feel the same way on driver penalties, the Austin Cindric deal. I don't think suit and tie should be making that. I think you should get penalized by your peers.
Meanwhile, Progressive Insurance, beginning this Sunday at Homestead, Miami, will sponsor Denny Hamlin in 18 races. And Goodyear has wrapped up a two-day tire test for the Coca-Cola 600 with Ryan Blaney, Chase Briscoe, and William Byron.
Imagine the roar of the engines, the smell of burnt rubber, the electrifying energy of the crowd. It feels like America. It's the Food City 500 NASCAR Weekend, April 11th through the 13th. It's racing the way it ought to be. This year, it's a triple header weekend with the thrill of trucks, Xfinity, and Cup racing packed into three heart pounding days. Visit BristolMotorSpeedway.com for tickets and details.
What's really cool about Josh Berry winning in Las Vegas is that he joins the ranks of drivers like David Pearson, Cale Yarborough, A.J. Foyt, Buddy Baker, Neil Bonnett, and Kyle Petty, among others, who have won for what is truly a legendary team, the Wood Brothers, who've had a rough go of it for the past several seasons.
It's been a very trying, sometimes depressing run.
Patriarch Glenn Wood's grandson and team president, John Wood.
But we have these bursts every now and then that keep us going. You know, a lot of people don't know that this is our livelihood. It's the only thing we've ever known. We don't have car dealerships and airplanes and everything else that kind of become synonymous with Cup Team ownership. We're just the same guys that we've always been from Stuart, Virginia.